Truth. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a very big show. I'd like to thank a TED Talk Wednesday edition. We got Ted Cruz in the backyard in Madison. I've already seen Ted Nugent today, but more importantly, I got some fine guests right from the top, including U.S. Rep. Gwen Moore. She's a friend of ours. Gwen, welcome back to the big show.
Oh, it's been such a long time. I really am glad to be home.
Well, I'm glad to see your smiling face as well, Gwen. And I hope you and the Dems have been working hard in D.C. for the American people. Gwen, I'm gonna ask the tough question right from the top. Is Joe Biden and the Democratic Party going to deliver for the American people, especially this bigger infrastructure bill?
Absolutely. We're going to deliver this infrastructure bill. And it's going to happen by the plain old art of compromise. And of course, the compromise is occurring among Democrats rather than one party over the other. The other party, as you know, Mike, is just abdicated its responsibility to govern. They're betting that if they have a scorched earth view. It doesn't matter if people get vaccines in their arm. Doesn't matter if they have money in their pockets. Doesn't matter if our debt is paid. Because people, regular people, aren't going to translate that into Republicans' fault. They're just going to see it as the problem of politics writ large and be turned off and not come out and vote in midterm. That's the, it's a very, very, you know, what can I say? What term can I use that's not offensive, but it would be definitive and descriptive? I mean, it's a very, it's a very negative perspective, but it's the body politic right now.
Well, Gwen, I was going to say, far be it from me to put words in your mouth. you know, the Republicans will defend their own actions and they'll say, well, we do have a bipartisan bill. And it's the smaller bill. It's the, you know, the roads bill. And why won't you over on the House side, and you, of course, are led by Speaker Nancy Pelosi, but why won't you pass this bipartisan bill through the House?
Well, you know, Mike, when we were having infrastructure week every week when Donald Trump was in, every week you just stand there at the presser waiting on infrastructure week. And it never happened. It wasn't because Democrats were obstructing. It was, again, because really nobody really wanted to do the kind of work that we need to do in an infrastructure bill and have an infrastructure bill that's prepared for the 21st century. You know, there's something that deals with climate, that deals with greening the economy, that deals with building workforce development. And you know, and now that we have a bill like that, that is focusing on getting rid of lead pipes, responding to the healthcare crisis, and not just pouring more concrete on the road, and not dealing with the underlying problems, we've redefined infrastructure, and got Republicans to agree that broadband was now a part of infrastructure.
Well, Gwen, I'm sorry.
But that being said, Mike, these are, you know, guys that get these jobs. You know, my constituents love them dearly. But this is not addressing, quite frankly, the majority of people who go to work. The majority of people participating in the workforce are women. They're trying, that we've seen a huge drop off of women because of the conditions that we're under, because we have not built the human infrastructure to enable workforce participation. I mean, this is why we need childcare. This is why we need healthcare. You know, if the private sector doesn't want to raise the minimum wage, we need the earned income tax credit. We need retirement security that's in the rest of the Build Back Better package. And we need the infrastructure financing that really focuses on transportation infrastructure with a focus on greening things instead of the same old fossil fuel model. And so, of course, Republicans would like this bill as well. But their deal is, yeah, we want the same old guy infrastructure projects that enrich, companies under the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. But in the meantime, we're balking at providing tax relief to middle-class families, 95% of our constituents, by giving a child tax credit of $300 a month back to them. We object to that. We object to not subjecting to women to paying 30-35% of their income for safe childcare in order to participate. All we want to do is bully women and tell them to get your behinds back to work. You know, for minimum wage, back in the hospitality industry, no safe place to leave your kids, you know, and shut up and get back to work. And people can't afford to work if there's a high cost to being poor.
No doubt. My friend Gwen Moore, she is the congresswoman from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Gwen, here's what I would say. You referenced the infrastructure week under Trump. Well, we as Democrats, and I'll throw myself with your fine party, Gwen, we better deliver something. The Biden presidency better deliver something. Gwen, I always feared, you couldn't have both bills. You couldn't have the big bill and the little bill. And if you are going to have the big bill and the little bill at some point, the big bill is going to get chopped in half and it's going to get added together. And they're going to say, see, it all adds up to $3.5 trillion. Gwen, I don't care what it adds up to. The Democrats have to sell it to the American people, because we out here, and I count myself amongst the American people, Gwen, we don't know what's in this bill.
Well, I'm just telling you.
Well, I know you are, but the Dems haven't done a good job.
I'm only reading from the Ways and Means, Mark. Paid family leave, 12 weeks. Retirement security, having employers with five or more employees provide some retirement security. Child care access. Medicare, dental, vision, and hearing in it, infrastructure financing, bonding, tax incentives, green energy, the child tax credit, the child development and child care tax credit, the earned income tax credit, lowering drug prices. What part of 70% of Americans like all that stuff? Now, what I will give you is that because we have got a compromise, the package will have to be cut, you know, and it would break my heart to cut anything. But we know that, you know, we've got 12 weeks paid family leave in here. I mean, that's like a huge victory. You know, and if we have to cut that back to 6 weeks, I'd be heartbroken over that. But I would rather have that than nothing, you know. And there are things that we really need to continue, like the tax break for families, the child tax credit, providing that $300 a month. You know, I've got two granddaughters that have children, their parents, they're both college educated, have professional jobs, and they're struggling. They're struggling to make ends meet. They need that $300 a month tax refund. They're working every day. They're not lazy sitting around on their behinds. And this is a relief. It's the difference between, you know, food and car note and paying rent. It's a huge boost to their income because they're just regular, you know, working Josephines. You know, we get it that, but what we worry about is that Joe Manchin and Sinema, it's not about a number, Mike. It's about differences in opinion. Like Joe Manchin has already indicated that he doesn't like the child tax credit. I mean, it's all right for us to give tax credits, you know, to businesses, having them under current law. Our businesses are probably paying about 2% of GDP, of our income. We have the lowest corporate, I don't care what you say, our corporations are paying less than other OECD countries around the world. And our profits, we're the most profitable companies on the planet Earth. I mean, you see, you know, beam me up, Scotty. I mean, I was, weren't you glad to see William Shatner get up there today?
Well, better him than I or you, Gwen, because we need you here moving this agenda forward and helping to sell it on behalf of the Biden agenda. Gwen, I don't know. Do we have you till 3:30 or did they tell you?
Sure, absolutely.
Awesome. Awesome. Then there's more time. I got more questions for you, Gwen. She is our good friend, Gwen Moore, a fine congresswoman from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Gwen, before I forget to ask, vaccinations, the Biden administration is telling the states prepare for children vaccinations. You talk about people having a hard time getting back to work. Is the lack of vaccinations for the kids, does that factor in, Gwen? Do you think that will help the cause?
Well, you know, I do recall a time when when I was a parent, that if you didn't have your kid vaccinated, you'd be hearing from the district attorney, you know, in order to keep your kids in school. And so this is not something new. This is something that has been totally, completely politicized. I was reading an old newspaper, cleaning out some drawers, and I picked up a newspaper here, Milwaukee Courier, from October 23rd, 2004. There's Peg Lautenschlager on the front page announcing consumer alert over the over a flu vaccine being sold at inflated prices. So we've gone from people profiteering off of... Okay.
We're almost out of time, Gwen. I hate to interrupt. My good friend, Gwen Moore, she is the congresswoman from Wisconsin, from Milwaukee. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. More Gwen Moore.